That's yours.
How'd I get two?
So before we begin, we need to have our three new board members sworn in. So that's Emmy and Joycelyn and Barbara.
Yes.
Yeah. Would you?
I need to make it official looking. So I'm going to read this, and when I say I, we'll go around, and you each say your name.
Okay.
In the name and by the authority of the state of Texas, I,
Jimmy Alvarez.
Barbara Morris.
Do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the duties of the Office of Trustee, Salado Public Library District of the State of Texas, and will do the best of, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution and laws of the United States and of this state. So help me God.
I will. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello.
That clock is not working.
It's right straight at 4:30.
It's all right.
It's just about 3 minutes slow.
Okay. It's 4:30. And everyone is here, so we have a quorum. And we are going to call the meeting of the Library District Board of Trustees for May the 24th, 2021. Call to order. All right, public forum, nobody's here again.
Let's mention the present, those who are present.
Oh, of course, I'm sorry. All right, let's begin. Bill, you begin.
Bill Kennison.
Emmy Alvarez.
Barbara Morris.
Jeannie Lively.
Nancy Mackey.
And Joyce Miller. All right. The first item that we have on the agenda is the election of officers. You may have discussed this last time. Did you discuss it at all?
Just that it would be coming up.
That it was coming up, all right. We will have nominations or state your desire to either retain your seat on whatever you want
I'm
to
happy
do.
To continue as treasurer unless somebody else wants to do it, and then I'm happy to give it up. So, anybody else?
It's great. No, I'm no longer interested.
Okay.
Yes, I just will stay like this.
All right.
As the VP, I guess the only other one is Barbara wants to be secretary.
Yeah, no, I'm fine where I'm at if everybody's okay with that.
And I will another time. One time. One more time, maybe. All right. So are we going to, how do we do that? By state. Acclamation?
Well, state what the officers are.
Okay, do it the same. All right. The officers then, as decided by the discussion, would be Joycelyn Miller, President, Vice President Bill Kennison, Secretary Barbara Warren, and Treasurer Nancy Mackey, and our Delegate at Large,
member,
what is it, Delegate at Large?
Yes.
All right. Then is Emmy Alvarez. Do we have any other discussion? Is there any other discussion that anyone could talk about on that? Okay, a call for a vote then. Do we have a do we have a question on that? Does anybody? Or we can do it by acclamation.
We'll do it any way you want.
We'll do it by acclamation then. All in favor of, well, you don't even do it that way. We just do it by acclamation and that's it. All right. Thank you. All right. Let's see. I look at the minutes from last, and I apologize for my, it was medication. Dosages had changed and I was not well, so I got ready to come and it wasn't happening, so
we missed.
I'm sorry. All right. But thank goodness they fixed that, so it's okay now. Okay, you've seen the minutes of the meeting and I noticed that Nancy had given her one change on the
hyphen. I put it in there.
That was it.
Yeah.
And you should have the
correction. All right. Any other things that you need to talk about on the minutes? No one? All right. Accept that, or we can. Do I have a motion to accept the minutes of the meeting?
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. The treasurer's report.
So you should have a copy in your packet. And let's see. Our balance sheet. Excuse me. Allergies, I've got a scratchy voice. Our balance sheet as of the end of the month in April was $54,833.87, but our current bank account total was $97,261.07. We did take out that $50,000 from the checking account and open a new CD at Horizon. You'll see that at the bottom of the last item before your investment total, and that's $50,000 at 0.40%, and it matures in 2 years on April 30th, 2023. Our sales tax that we got in May was $53,001.96. That is a whopping 38.76% increase over what it was last year in May. Our cumulative total for our sales tax income so far to this year is $382,113.42, and we're at 88.86% of what we budgeted. We're ahead of where we should be. We should be at 75% right now, so we're ahead. Our expenses total year to date are $264,721.15. We had budgeted for this up to this point $279,000, so we're under budget right now. And our total percent of the budget that for our expenses, we have spent 63.46% of our $417,000 we budgeted, and we should be at 66.67% or 666667, whatever it is. Anyway, 2/3, and we're a little under that, so that's good. Income's over, expenses under, good deal. Our investments, you can look there. And they total $560,514.24
for our investment. Okay. Any questions? Thank you, Nancy. We will accept that subject a little bit. All right. Jeannie, director's report.
Hey. Our circulation for April was 2261,
which is below April of last year by 30%, but our electronic materials is keeping up. It's about the same, 397. Our new patrons are about the same. We had 18 in April as opposed to 17 in 2020. 100 computer users, that's twice as many computer users as we had last month.
Mm-hmm.
So that's coming up. We had more people use our website, and the sessions, you know, that's about the same. It was 932 as opposed to 933. Our interlibrary loan has gone up. We received 18, which means there's more people making interlibrary loan requests here, and we shipped out 8. So those numbers are starting.
Just out of curiosity, what are people getting? Is it fiction, nonfiction? Is it research?
We only have one man that does a lot of research, and we haven't actually heard from him in a while. It's mostly fiction, and some of them are books that we don't have the series, or we only have one or two books in the series. Now, we do sometimes do cookbooks through Interlibrary Loan, which I find interesting because we have a lot of cookbooks. But, so it's mostly fiction. And also there's movies. I'm surprised at the amount of movie requests. So we have that as well. Yeah. We added 35 books for the adults collection and 7 DVDs for the collection. 1 new audiobook. We had 116 children's books, and just a reminder, that's the easy reader books and the chapter books, the Y books, and board books will get part of that as well. I don't think we had any board books this time around. A DVD for children and teens, we added 3. We added 22 YA books and 5 YA DVDs. Last Tuesday is, or not last, yeah, the 18th. My calendar's off. The governor issued an executive order prohibiting governmental entities from mandating masks. It applies to everyone, staff, visitors. We were no longer requiring masks. We were just encouraging people to use masks. So it really is no change in our operating procedures. We did remove the sign asking people to voluntarily use the mask. We just went ahead and took that out. A lot of people, I haven't done a count, so I don't want to make a guess, but it looks to me like almost half and half. Some people come in with masks and some people don't. Some people come in with the mask and the minute they're inside, they take it off. It's everyone has their own way of doing it. Manuela basically keeps her mask on when people come in. I will kind of let the person call it. You know, I always have it with me. And if the person's talking to me doesn't have a mask, I don't worry. But if they do, I'll put it on real fast. So it's a real mix here. We're going to keep the meeting room unavailable. I was ready to, let's look at opening it. But then we're going to talk about summer reading in a minute. And she goes, which meant Thursday nights, staying open to 7:30. And Julie said, well, if we do that, I'm going to have to change around some activities because they were going to use the meeting rooms on Thursday nights. So
we're going to get rid of these things before then?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're getting rid of the tables. And Yoakum, Wellhausen Library in Yoakum is getting this table with the chairs. Mm-hmm. Someone else is going to take these file cabinets. That man that was in here wants to take them. So. Not good. We should have it all out of here. As you can see, we're not quarantining books in here anymore.
Yeah, good.
We just went down to one day, and those fit on a cart. So we're going to keep the same number of computers for the time being, which means there's distance between each computer. And so that will just be... I pretty much think at the end of the summer... probably we'll be able to start letting other groups come in, not just library groups, and be a little more normal.
I did see that Julie was doing the book club. Is she going to do it here, or is she going to do it out there?
Out there.
Out there.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to use out there as much as we can.
Okay.
We have some, I mean, it's not a report, but we have some Mahjong groups that they go out there on those tables and they play Mahjong. You know, and we told them, well, hey, people will be around and, you know, you can't maybe talk the way you usually talk. And no one's had a problem with it. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Last month I made a proposal about creating a supervisory position for the front desk. I would like to hold off on the idea until the new fiscal year. We do need to create this position. We do need to look at staffing for the future. But there's a lot of decisions that we need to make, how we're going to do it, how we're going to pay for it, how many hours, all that kind of thing. And I don't want to rush in and start making these decisions quickly. I want us to do it right. So I would like to make it part of our budget and our plans for the next fiscal year, 21-22. If that's, everyone's okay with that, I guess. I just think, you know, let's do it right. Let's not do something and then later go, why did we do that? So.
And you're good with the current staffing, whatever you have?
It is. We're good. We have some volunteers. It is getting busier at the front. And having two computers, it's already paying off. So it's getting busier, but I think that we can manage it. And we'll have to look at how what we want to do at the front desk with the new year. I think as far as library staff, you know, librarians and that, I think as far as I can see, we won't have to make any changes. As far as I can see right now, let me just say that. I think we need to look at what our next steps are for the front desk, because that's going to affect the service of the library. Summer reading begins in June. In your notebooks, you'll find the brochure. This is it's June and July, and I think they might go a little into August, but not much. So this is just for June, and it's for all ages.
I love the cat.
Isn't he cute? And some of these things that you can see are inside, and those things are going to have registration required for those, because we'll have only so many places, like we do for the adult crafts. There's only so many places, and we're doing that this way because we need to, if it's in, like some of it's after hours, like some of the teen things will be after hours, but we don't want teens just running all over the library, you know, so we're going to be working on that. And we will be having craft to-go bags. I see this printed out kind of bad. But the kids, you know, for kids each week, which is the same thing we've been doing for a year now, over a year, we'll have those. I believe they're talking about doing craft kits for adults. I haven't seen exactly how it's going to play out yet, but they've been talking about doing that so that an adult can pick something up and take it home and, you know, get all crafty. So anyway, so this is in June. Last June, we couldn't really do anything. There was nothing. So I'm really excited that we're doing this. The other thing that's kind of different is the story times are going to be, we'll have more than one story time, since we can't have as many people at the same time. So that's something that they'll be doing. You can see which, you know, time you want to come. And so that'll be kind of a new thing. You brought up the Adult Book Club. We're going to be launching it. The first meeting is the 7th of June, so that's the second week of June. It's a Thursday at 3 p.m. Jane has been wanting to do this, and so she's going to be leading it. It is limited to 8 people. 7 people have signed up. So if you want to, or if someone else has been talking about doing it, you might want to tell them to hurry up and get in there. I don't know the book yet. Jane's was out last week on vacation, and she hasn't chosen yet, but we'll have it this week, I'm assuming, because she comes back. So that's coming.
Do you think it will be one of the ones that we have?
No, they didn't want to use those. They wanted a different one.
Okay.
And I talked to the friends, and the friends are going to basically buy the books for this club. Not, I'm sorry, I'm taking away from your report.
That's okay, go ahead.
So that they won't come out of the budget, library budget. So we'll pay for it, they'll reimburse us.
That voted to fund $100 a month monthly.
Oh, good.
Club, so.
We probably won't get that high, I don't think.
Well, it depends if it's paper or not.
Right, yeah.
But what that does is allow new books for any book club.
Yes.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
And I think maybe they're going to be doing a little reading in those book club kits because some of them have been there a while and haven't, no one's checked them out. So they talked about maybe reading some of those. So we'll see.
I think our club did every one of them.
Yeah. A lot of clubs have gone through every kit. So, yeah. And we need a picture of the board.
Hmm. Next time?
Yes, so I'll get a photographer and we can do it next month. I just wanted to give everyone plenty of heads up. So
I don't think we've ever done that.
We had one. No, I think we had one a couple years ago. Well, we got out and then last year. Anyway,
I don't
time
remember
for a picture.
Doing it.
Okay,
I
maybe not.
Not since we've been on the board, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, good. So it's time for a picture.
Just time.
And we'll just, you know, we put it up with the board members' names and we put it where everyone can see it.
Yeah.
And finally, next Monday, the 31st, is Memorial Day and the library is closed.
Tell us the situation with the renovations that you've been doing.
It's really done. Everything is done. We've got, and I didn't do the budget this month, the final budget, because with the officers and stuff, but actually it's gone down a little bit because there was a couple of things. One thing I put in there, it's not happening. Voice over internet for the phones, that's not happening.
Yeah.
That got real complicated real fast. And what was going to save us money monthly, it was going to bring it down by $100 monthly, suddenly shot up and we'd be paying $200 extra a month for phones. And I said, no, we'll figure something else out. So that was like $500 that had been put in, so that's been taken out. And there was one thing I had included that wasn't part of the renovation. It was our computers, which was a switch. And I thought they had put it in the office. No, it's in the main room because we needed a new switch, just equipment. The equipment was old. And we're planning in the future to try to increase the broadband for the whole library so it could be faster. And with the old switch, we couldn't have done that. So anyway, and that was about $5.99 I took out. So it went down a little bit. That's it. I can't think of anything else. We got the security door in. We got
the hardware for the desks.
Yeah, and all that's done.
Paint? You've painted?
Everything's painted. I mean, I've looked at my list, and everything we were going to do in those two areas are done. And we had talked about doing other things like putting out the handrail out there and stuff. And I was just concentrating on this first, and we can work on that. I talked to a couple people about getting a bid. Some people never got back to me. The gentleman, the artist that has the studio on Main Street. He had come and looked at it. He came and looked at it, but he never got back to me with any kind of a bid or anything. Someone else did give me a bid, but I still would like to look around a little more and see if I can.
Is Lonnie Edwards?
Lonnie Edwards. That's who I was thinking about. I'm sorry. Lonnie Edwards. He came and looked.
Okay.
Never got a bid from him. That's who I was thinking. I apologize. Wrong sculptor. So, anyway, but that's done.
Who is your internet provider?
We are with CenturyLink right now.
Really?
Yeah. And they've been good customer service for us. The internet operates just the same. It's just the same as it was with Grande. There's no difference as far as how the internet works. But their customer service with CenturyLink has been much better. Okay. Now, Heart of Texas, the people that did the wiring and the drop, you know, the data drops for us, they are now our new, when we're having a problem with the computers that we just can't fix, they're the company we do now. For one thing, they're in Round Rock. They're right there. And I was telling him, you know, we are coming to the end this next year. And he said, well, before you do E-rate, let me look around, because he said sometimes he can get, for some libraries, this is what he told me, he got faster internet for less than what they got through E-rate. So when it's time, which would be January or February, when it's time to get the bids and stuff through E-rate, that will be the time for us to, for him to look around and well, so we can do some comparison on pricing.
At Grande advertises a faster speed.
Uh-huh.
It looks like it's dramatically faster than CenturyLink.
We don't get that. We don't get, I think it was 40. What was the Grande, 40?
They're advertising on like 400.
400?
400.
We got 10.
I get 1 gig.
Huh?
I get 1 gig.
You got 1 gig? Yeah, we don't even get a gig from Grande. For us, for through E-rate, through E-rate, they just don't. I just need to pull this down. I'm sorry. They don't. Well, okay. When we were on E-rate and getting bids, and we were on Grande at that point, and Grande, I called them and I said, "It's time for your bid." First of all, they're like, "What are you talking about, E-rate? Never E-rate, huh?" And I knew they knew what E-rate was because I had someone I spoke to. And the man I talked to said, "Well, I'll look into it." He says, "Maybe we'll do it if we want to do it at all."
Wow.
And they came back with the exact same, I think it was eight megs or something like that. It was real.
Eight?
It was,
I know.
That's
terrible.
Like 1998.
Yeah. And CenturyLink came through with a little bit, with more, like 12. And every time I have a problem, I call CenturyLink, and I have someone there that day.
Yeah.
If they're not there till the next day, that's very unusual. Grande, they're like, "Oh, no, we can't help you with that. Oh, no, we can't help you with that." It just, the customer service kind of got to me. And then that man said that to me. But now I have noticed since that time, because we got on a 2-year contract, since that time that Grande's been more seriously pursuing E-rate people and offering more, but it's not the 400 or whatever. So anyway, that's why we're with it. And it truthfully, it's no different. It operates just the same as Grande. As far as the signal, so, and that's why I bought a new switch, because if we can get faster, the switch will help us to get faster. Chase the rabbit.
Okay. All right. Anything else about the friends?
No, that was the name.
Sorry.
Wonderful. That's great news. That's good for the library. We appreciate anything that the friends have been able to do. Has been helpful every time. So.
So that's $1,200 total that
wonderful
donate.
Yeah, that's a good place to do it, I think. All right, agenda items for the June. And before we begin with that, we may have another, or we may have something. We have put together, oh, yes, let's go.
Executive
session.
All in favor? We have to vote.
All right, yes, all in favor.
Aye.
Aye, okay.